Well, it's not a rock concert, as doctors gather south of the Bay Area at a conference in San Jose, California. It is actually a serious conference on psychedelic drugs and science, the first held in the U.S. in four decades, or the largest anyway, discussing the use of drugs like MDMA, psilocybin, an ingredient in hallucinogenic mushrooms, and MDMA, of course, the clinical name for ecstasy. They're going to be discussing, these doctors, as how to prescribe and use these substances in actual medical treatments. John Tierney joins us, science columnist for our partner, the New York Times, who had a story on this in the Times yesterday. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Also joining us is Clark Martin, a retired clinical psychologist who's actually used a hallucinogen when battling depression after he was diagnosed with kidney cancer. He joins us from Vancouver in Washington State. Good morning, Clark.
Yes, thank you. Pleased to be here.
How long ago was your treatment, by the way?
I was diagnosed in 1990 and then have had a series of metastases since then.
And the use of the hallucinogen, when did you actually attempt that treatment, and how long did it take?
It was two doses over a period of about 4 or 5 months, maybe a year and a half ago.
All right. I want to get more details from you in just a moment. But John Tierney, give me a sense of the scale of the change, if any, that's going on here. A lot of people know that some psychoactive drugs were actually formed and created as an outgrowth of medical research decades ago.
Right. Well, in the 50s and the 60s, there was great excitement among researchers as they discovered these psilocybin was synthesized and it was discovered in Mexico and it had been used there. And there was a lot of excitement, but then the scientists got too enthusiastic, started proselytizing for it. Timothy Leary was kind of giving it out and encouraging people to take it, to turn on, tune in, drop out. And it became associated with the counterculture and with breaking laws. And therefore, regulators was moved up to these banned substances and regulators stopped approving experiments for it.
Does this conference in San Jose, California represent a turning point medically?
There's been a turning point over the past decade where gradually, thanks to new safeguards and new protocols, researchers have gradually won permission to start doing more trials. And therefore, there's a half dozen underway now at different institutions across the country and in Europe and elsewhere. So it's been building gradually, and there's a certain critical mass now where there are a lot of studies going on, and they're talking to each other about the preliminary results.
All right. Well, John Tierney, we'll come back and talk about some of the potential therapies that are being explored in those trials, but let's get a firsthand account from Clark Martin, who we spoke with a moment ago. So you used a hallucinogen about a year and a half ago. How much of a skeptic were you about the efficacy of a drug like this?
Well, I really went into it pretty naive. I had no previous experience with anything like this, but I was optimistic.
What was the drug, and how did it make you feel?
Well, I describe it on your blog. There were several stages to it, but it really opens up a much wider worldview, but the experience of the drug itself can be quite frightening if it's not properly managed.
And you were in a supervised situation, and you took, what was the drug again?
Psilocybin, and I got 3 days of counseling with the two researchers that were with me through the whole day. That the high dose was administered, and had they not been there, I think I probably would have gone into a full-blown panic attack and would have tried to get out of the bu-